NRP S2 E22 Scanners. Hey everybody, today we're going to be talking about scanners. Now, back in the day when I first got a scanner, you know, they usually came in like 8.5 by 11, you know, typing paper size scanners, and say you wanted to get a bigger scanner, you'd have to pay a lot more for a bigger scanner. I think Mustek were the only ones at the time making bigger ones. Now there are pretty decent sized scanners out there, but now you can get a scanner that'll scan tabloid size, 11 by 17 inches. You know, basically like a small inner newspaper page. But anyway, let's talk about the types of scanners. There's flatbed, of course, which is, you know, you open up the lid and flop it down and then the light goes over it. Document feeders, which are good for feeding in a whole lot of pages over time. And then my original scanner, this is going to sound funny, there's combination, you know, all-in-one machines. And my original scanner was an attachment for my printer. You took out the ink cartridge and you attached this weird thing that was like, and it went over. I'm like, I don't understand how this works. And I mean, I've heard stories from other cartoonists about how weird their original scanners were. Like one guy, he didn't even have like, it was like kind of like one of those radar guns that they have at the checkout or something. And you had to like drag it over the thing. But an attachment for the printer, I don't know. I mean, at the time, this was like, well, hey, I've got a printer, and hey, it comes with a scanner. Awesome. And, of course, the thing about all-in-one machines, they're affordable, and, like, my current scanner is an all-in-one. But let's be real here. Usually what happens when you get those is everything but the one thing you use on it breaks eventually. Like, if you get a printer scanner, usually the printer's going to die on it, or maybe the scanner dies on it, and you keep it around because you need it to do that one thing. I mean, the machines are better now, but still, it's just, it's usually, especially if you're going for a small scanner, if you don't need one for more than an 8.5 by 11, if you don't plan on scanning too often, then, you know, a small scanner is affordable. You can get them, you know, 50-something bucks. I mean, that's the funniest thing, is that when I originally got my scanner, it was like, you know, 50, 75 bucks, and now you can easily see scanners for like $200 or $300 for a little 8.5 by 11. I mean, if you're going to be paying that much, get a tabloid-sized one. I mean, they're not that expensive. I got mine for like $200, I think. So let's talk about drivers and software for the machines. Now, when you install a new device, obviously you need to have a driver so that your computer can read it. And, you know, if you're going to buy like an older one, you have to be sure that you can have a driver that works. Because sometimes they're just drivers that, you know, machines that are too old to be supported, especially on a newer operating system. So, you know, and in that case, it's a good point to pay attention to Twain Sane interface, which is what I used for an old scanner I had on my computer. That the it originally had a driver, and then it just stopped working. Or I think I got an old secondhand one that I sort of kind of got working, but not quite. It's just, yeah. But Twain Sane is nice. It's best to just get the most recent one that'll work for your system and expect it to last for a while. Who knows if it'll, after so many updates. There's also image capture on OS X. Which is another, if you don't like your scanner operating system, you can just go straight around to image capture. There's also ViewScan, which is, you know, it costs a little bit of money and everything, but it also has a lot of nice features and everything, and it's good for giving good life and better quality to your scans. And also, you know, your computer might come bundled with some drivers like OS X does. And then, of course, you know, you always want to get the CD that comes with it. And you always want to check the manufacturer's website because sometimes stuff gets outdated. If we want to talk about scanners that are best for these days, there's the HP ScanJet, which is what I originally had a long time ago. And I thought they quit making them, but apparently no, there's a new one out now. And it's looks pretty decent. There's also Epson, I think the Perfection's one of the more affordable models right now, and then there's the CanoScan. Now, you want to be careful which one supports your operating system, although, really, it's 2013. If a if a mainstream device doesn't support your operating system, I wouldn't put money in it anyway. Also, if you're wanting a good tabloid-sized scanner, I recommend the Brother 3-in-1. I have the MFC6490CW model, but that one, I think they quit making it, and there was another one after that. They're a good brand overall, and if you go to, I think, Staples, usually you can find them in-store and online on decent sales. I got mine on sale. Scanners, now, it's important to remind people, you want to clean your scanners. You want to... having a feather duster, I think, is very good. Compressed air also works. You know, don't touch the glass. Don't leave stuff sitting in... it happens all the time. You'll scan something and then forget to take it out of the scanner, and then next time you open it, what was this thing? Oh. But, you know, try to keep them clean. Try to keep it away from getting crap in it. And invariably, there's just going to be hair in it, okay? Doesn't matter how clean and pristine your place is. It doesn't matter if you're bald. Somehow, some dust and hair is going to get in the machine. That's fine. You know, pay attention when you're scanning things. You always want to scan and save at a high dots per inch, and then you can shrink stuff down, because it's best to have a good quality scan that you can reduce and work from after the fact, rather than trying to up the quality, which is never going to work. I've got a Brother scanner. It's a nice 3-in-1. The printing on it's all right. I mean, for the cost of ink cartridges anymore, I'd rather not print at home. It's a little muddy, really. And it's like I've said on different episodes, printing stuff at home, you're going to have to deal with streaks and running out of this color or that and test prints, and all this page printed nice, but it's all tilted at the wrong angle or bleed problem. So, you know, it's good for what it is. I mean, I've also got another printer around here for, you know, forms that when I have to have something printed out and filled and sent in, that's all right. For basic, you know, basic scanning, you know, HP ScanJet, Epson, or Cano Scan, they're affordable, they're easy to use, you know, and really anybody who does a lot of stuff on the computer should probably have one anyway, because it's always nice to bring in textures for Photoshop things. It's always nice to use. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.